Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a video and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Today, I'm privileged and delighted to welcome a dear friend, a successful entrepreneur, and a fellow IPO member, Ajay Nair. Ajay, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh, for having me over.
Thank you. Ajay is the founder of Freemans, which is the world's largest manufacturer of tape measures. He's also the founder of Silver Arc Mall, which is Ludhiana's premium mall. And as I mentioned earlier, he's a fellow YPO member. Ajay, what would you say are three key milestones in your life or your career?
I think the first milestone was when I finished my education from England and I joined my family business where my father and my brother, the things were already happening and we were already had the majority share in the Indian market and Europe. So I had to make my own foothold in the field and I got hold of my bags and started visiting USA and Latin America and I developed that area for markets and I explored all over the world which I love doing, traveling, eating, working, but that actually was the first phase of my life and I got good success in developing new markets for our brand.
Okay, and then the second and third milestones?
Yeah, the second was building, conceiving the idea of the mall and building it in the heart of city of Ludhiana, being which started off in 2012, which was like the beginning of the mall revolution in the country where people didn't know much about what was happening, what is right, what is wrong. So there were a lot of confusion, a lot of tie-ups which were not working, which are working. So in that phase of doing that, but that was not as a family business. That was spearheaded by me personally. So that was a big moment of a good feel and achievement for me to diversify from our core business.
Wonderful.
The third was after that, we got really battered with the Chinese invasion, India abroad, overseas with our manufacturing products when they brought everything at half prices. And my third phase in last 4-7 years when we actually were able to push them out of India one by one and get more and more competitive against the Chinese
Fantastic. So Ajay, let's talk about first Freemans. Tell me about this venture. I mean, what do you do?
So this is it's a family owned business started by my father. When he came back from after partition with his own little small room, so with his own hands, and I have an elder brother 9 years older to me, so he joined much earlier, so he has a lot more contribution into this organization, and we make measuring tapes and some measuring tools and hand tools by the name of Freemans, and we established our offices in Europe and America for distribution, and that has been our core strengths in this industry.
And you know, you said that after you finished college from the UK, you joined the business and you were traveling all over the world. You also spoke about the Chinese coming in into this business. But what were your challenges to become the world's biggest?
We would have become last 7-8 years ago. Our main challenge was how to compete against China. Because in mostly if you see any product, there would be 5, 7, 10 factories in countries like India. There will be 500 factories in China producing like a commodity. So how do you compete with them? How do you beat them? So I started visiting China. We joined them in many ways. We started using their technology, their systems, and also getting your price points right. Because very important for you to be able to compete or be cheaper in the world, be competitive in the world, not necessarily the cheapest, but be competitive. You have to really understand the market and the dynamics of your productions and all that, which we kept increasing over the years and getting economies of scale.
And you know, how important is a brand in a product like, you know, the product categories that you are in?
It is extremely, extremely important, and all credit goes to my father for building a brand called Freeman's, and that has given us more goodwill in our and a very good platform for us to grow. Because of his hard work and initial eye to perfection, and not letting any quality standards to be deviated from the best. So I think a brand really helps, and in India especially, we do follow brands like crazy. I mean, we have idol worships, worshipping people to big brands, to the brands. So whatever little in our area, the brand really helped us.
Okay. And you know, once you reached the top and you figured out the challenges that were coming from the Chinese, what does it take to stay on top?
Well, we were like the IBM's awakening giant, if you've read that. So it was losing out the ground and what not realizing and being in, a, in your own bubble and thinking that only you, it's fine, it's fine. Still, it is like gone off your, under your feet. So, but then you have to keep reinventing yourself. You have to keep innovating yourself and keep managing your productivities to a level, you know, to improve your efficiencies of an organization and keep a very tight control over the expenses when you are actually growing. In the growth area, you can actually go berserk in trying to increase your costs, and then you will lose out on the your core competence.
Very interesting. So, Ajay, let's talk a little bit about your baby, yourself, the mall, Silver Arc Mall. You know, when I was reading about you, this is a very, very premium mall. What was your logic for setting up a premium mall in Ludhiana?
Well, I, to be very honest, I was sitting with a friend of mine in Phoenix Mills compound in Mumbai when I realized that my factory is in the heart of the city today when it was. So I could think of moving it out and just building a mall. So the conception of idea came then, but it was a huge journey after that, talking to a lot of brands, a lot of partners, a lot of people, how to ensure that you build the right product with the right zoning, the right kind of categories, and how you balance it off with enough of entertainment, food, shopping experience, your lifestyles, everything. So, and also one of the reasons was that that time we were getting stagnated in our existing business and getting huge competition from China, and we were able to sustain ourselves against them. So we thought the growth and all was getting restricted. So we needed to diversify as an option. Otherwise, you were very close, conservative, sticking to the knitting kind of business family ethics.
Very interesting. So, you know, when you look at cities which have got a lot of malls, there are always some malls which people want to go to, and there are always hundreds of malls which are all also there. You have created an iconic mall. Tell me what goes into building a strong brand for a mall.
So it has to be a location, but location people have faltered a lot in many ways. We have to actually ensure that that it has to have the right product mix and right kind of partnerships. When everybody is asking for rentals, fixed rentals, there was a phase when we were tying up with bringing in brands like Mango, CK, French Connection, Tommy, all that with the profit share basis. So you have to have that vision and that openness to accommodate them and give them also a platform to grow with you and partnering with them. So, and also trying up with some of the better brands like PVR was at that time, there were many other options, but PVR had the potential to become a very good brand. So they opened there, one of the biggest multiplexes with us. Mm-hmm. Because I also enjoyed talking to Ajay Bijli and working mm-hmm. with him. And mm-hmm. that's how people said about me when this came in, and they said, we trusted in you, so we are bringing our brands here. Mm-hmm. So that is what, and there were very few individual standalone projects like these. Otherwise, there were major groups like DLF and MGF promoting and building the chain of these with a huge infrastructure at the back. Mm-hmm. So that was a little bit of a challenge at that time, which we mm-hmm. faced, which we offered. And the most key issue at that time, which we later on all realized, was that not to sell out and move on, mm-hmm. you know, to hold your spaces, because that only you can zone every areas, control all the footfalls and all the little offerings of the mm-hmm. mall without looking at the overall big picture rather than looking at small individual rentals, mm-hmm. which happens in the major failures of these kind of projects.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So, you know, I'm told that selecting the right retailer profile is almost like a science in malls, you know. Perfumes must be on the ground floor because the smell attracts people, etc., etc. What goes into continuously churning the retailers in your mall?
You know, it has been very challenging right from day one, because mm-hmm. you would have a McDonald's coming in and saying that if you don't give me your ground floor first shop, your mm-hmm. mall will fail. Mm-hmm. And you will have every other brand saying, oh, I am bringing this brand, it is the best international mm-hmm. brand. I want the premium most first location. Mm-hmm. So everybody wants the same spaces. So how to tackle them and how to bring them all on the same platform, because eventually it is a win-win situation only if all of them in a similar like-minded kind of environment are yeah. there, and all the products are there. So that kind of synergy, creating that is a very big challenge mm. and very important for any success of these kind of projects. And whenever a brand goes, you have to really work hard to ensure, because churning always 20%, 25% churning is always good, healthy for the mall. Mm. Mm. A lot of new brands are coming up, a lot of old brands are going up. Right. So, of course, second floor, third floor is a big, yeah. bigger challenge. Mm. Which you have to manage yourself. We and took our own franchisees and started doing
this. Interesting. Things. And tell me, how important is a good food court for a mall?
In a metro cities where there is a lot of distance traveling, a food court is the heart and soul of a mall, because you end up spending 3 to 4 hours outside your house. Mm. So you're bound to eat out when you're visiting a mall. Mm. In the smaller towns, in the neighborhood malls, people can go home, eat, and then come back to the mall. Mm. So although cinema goers love to do that, mm. but food court has been our bone of contention right from beginning, and we mm. tried to get Delhi people to do it, then we had ourselves doing it, now we have outsourced it to but after every 2-3 years you have to keep reinventing your food mm. court by offering people a variety. Food offerings are a challenge and very crucial for the mm. success of a mall.
Very interesting. And you know, Ajay, with the coming of e-commerce, you know, I'm told it is beginning to impact malls. Are you seeing something similar?
Well, I think people are talking more about it, because in India, the organized retail is still around 10% okay. of the total retail. Mm. There is a huge potential for good brands to work and for people to come, get, feel the product and buy. Some cases, brands started doing discount selling on the e-commerce platform, but they learned it very quickly, and they are, I think, their offering and the products and the quality and the latest trends you only find in the malls, and that category still is not that huge. So I think they have their own space to fit in. E-commerce has their own little slot to fit in, even if they grow further. And malls will continue, the revolution will continue, although it has slowed down in the last 5-7 years, and people are selectively and carefully building malls.
Very interesting. So one more question on related to malls before I move on to the next segment. You know, this is the world, the age of the millennials and the Gen Zs. Mm-hmm. How, what is your learning from your millennial and the Gen Z customers?
For millennial and Gen Z customers, I think first of all, you have to create that buzz and the excitement in that. And I think you have to give more and more corners, locations, products, offerings, which are Instagrammable or, you know, which they like to share on the page. So that is the automatic free advertisement which you get. Like for Valentine's, we had the biggest heart of the area, and you know, and people coming, and selfie points were, and they were hidden 7-8 selfie points inside the mall where people would just go in every corner. And we actually did, despite the COVID times, we did better numbers than last year Valentine's.
Amazing. So it's basically their impulse which has to be looked at.
Yeah, exactly. And then of course there is a huge conversion of all that in e-commerce which is happening. They are addicted to phones and ordering their stuff there, but I think that is again the separate category, not really replacing the mall category.
Very interesting. So I think, you know, moving on, when you look at the two businesses that you have, one you joined and the other one you've built, what are some of the core values that you believe in?
I think in a family-owned business, one of the very important core value is to have a right kind of coordination between your peers and have a very to ensure that everybody is on the same mindset and the same platform. That will give you a very nice platform to have your principles in place and to have and grow from there. Fortunately, our third generation, which is my son and my brother's son, are already, and they are also with the very strong business values and personal values. So they are also building up and contributing a lot in our journey.
Wonderful. You know, when you look at all the business that you are doing, what would you say is your leadership style?
My leadership style has been changing all this while. I was really hands-on in the beginning. Then I became a very good manager. I started delegating like nobody else, and I had nothing to do for maybe a little bit governance. And then I realized that, you know, losing out on that part, and especially post-COVID, going back to, because a lot of traveling also with the building businesses started happening. And then afterwards, it has come back to connecting with your people, with your staff, with your employees, with your teams, MBW, I call it, management by wandering around. So remaining in contact with people and teams to ensure that they are getting that, building that value, no matter how much professional background they have. So your personal inputs are very, very important. And so third is the balancing of the two, which I'm at the journey at that phase.
Wonderful. So Ajay, I'm going to now move to the last segment of our conversation, which is some questions for you personally. As you look back at life, you know, two fabulous businesses, as you look at things that you're hoping to achieve in the future, what does success mean to Ajay?
I think success in one word means is happiness. Happiness in one word, but otherwise, to elaborate a bit, it's a balance of life. Because I like to balance, I mean, it's not ideal what I am doing, but what I would love myself to do is balance my life between my personal, my family, and my work, and ensure that all three categories are taken care of, and grows with love and with fondness in all three areas.
Okay. And a follow up question to that is that who or what inspires you?
Well, a lot of these, the values are have come from my father, who is no longer with us, but he was a very strong, clear-headed person, and he had very strong shared values which he gave to the entire family.
Mm.
And I think he has still been our inspiration for whatever we are doing.
Wonderful. So my next question to you, and I have time for two more questions. My next question is on failure. I have a new book coming out next month on failure, and I have often said that Indian parents, and I'm also a parent, never teach children it's okay to fail. We are always told, come first, go to the head of the line, right? And that manifests itself in our behavior. So, and yet we keep failing and learning. So my question to you, Ajay, is what have been some of your learnings from some of your mistakes?
Yeah, I have had, if you are doing some things, you really would not be doing anything if you have not failed or, you know,
correct,
faltered in your, or made mistakes.
Correct.
So I think one of my biggest learnings has been that there are too many segments which fit into the puzzle for your any business industry to make it a success.
Right.
So don't ignore any of those sectors.
Mm.
Like even a government approvals and all that is, you know, do not ignore or do not leave that untackled. You have to keep handling every part of it which is not as per your plan.
Okay.
But you have to tackle it and keep moving on. Otherwise, you end up, you know, one leg of that can bring your entire structure of your success down completely. So very important to look at all those aspects and keep evolving and keep solving all your little problems and not lingering and not delaying those.
Wonderful. And my last question for you now is that, you know, for, and this is for the thousands of people who will watch us, listen to us, and you're hear everything that you're giving, you're telling them. What would your advice be to a young entrepreneur who's starting off on their journey in the world today?
But I would like to tell them that world is a very huge space. There is, you should follow your passion.
Mm-hmm.
Follow and do what you love doing. You could be a photographer, you could be a cook, a chef, a DJ, whatever you want to do, do it with whole heart. And success is bound to come and money will also follow. You don't run after that. You run after your passion.
Wonderful. Ajay, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you. I wish you, Freeman's and Silver Arc Mall lots of success.
Thank you so much. A pleasure. And I'm thankful to you for having me over.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.